How should we behave among non-believers?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A minister told how he and a deacon visited a man who was suffering from cancer. The man's company had just fired him, his insurance had expired, and he was on the verge of dying. On top of that, he had nothing to leave his wife and child to live on. When the minister asked him about his relationship with God, the man cursed the minister and told him to leave. He was angry that the minister seemed to have no concern for his situation. The pastor and the deacon left, but later came back. This time, they had a plan to help the man's family after he died. They had found her a job and promised to help sell his home to get money to finance college for his daughter. When the man heard how the church would care for his family, he cried like a baby. He died without responding to the gospel, but the love of God's people so touched his wife that she did respond to the gospel. The Apostle Paul urged God's people to show love at every opportunity. In Colossians chapter 4, he wrote, "Live wisely among those who are not believers, and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone." Hurting people are everywhere in our world, battered by violence, conflict, hatred, and self-centeredness. God's people can often make a difference by the way they speak and act.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.